Well, a tsunami warning has been issued for parts of the Pacific following a magnitude 8 earthquake off the Solomon Islands. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Centre has warned of potentially hazardous waves along the coasts of the Solomon Islands, Vanuatu, PNG, Nauru and New Caledonia. We're joined now by Georgina Kakea, a journalist with the Solomon Islands Broadcasting Corporation. She's in Honiara. Georgina, hello, how are you?
Oh, good morning. We are all okay except for the abrupt woken up we got this morning from the earthquake.
Yes. Well, tell us about the earthquake first before we get to this tsunami warning. I think it's now been actually revised down to a 7.7 quake. What did that feel like, Georgina, where you were?
I live in the outskirts of Honiara, actually, the Guadalcanal Plain. So people here have been, woken up by the earthquake, so it's been quite a hectic morning for us because we live just close by the road, and we can hear just people running with their belongings and with the kids and all that to the main road and try to get away as far from the coast as possible in fear of a tsunami, because the earthquake was quite a huge one.
Okay, so the earthquake was quite huge, and that sent people running away from the coast and to higher ground, I suppose. Is there higher ground?
There is no higher ground here, but just to get further away from the coast, that's what the people here are doing. And some without vehicles, so they had to carry their belongings on the back and walking further inland just to be safe and be sure that they're well away from the coast in case a tsunami comes, because the national radio has been off from 11 o'clock and it should open back at 6. But in a case like this of emergency, there is a standard operation procedure which the national radio will go to air with warnings and information for listeners. So that's what we have been doing, just keeping us updated on what's happening and just listening to people, getting comments from their relatives, calling them and asking how they are.
Uh-huh.
And all that.
What about, so people, it's just the earthquake that triggered the alarm. Have there been tsunami sirens sounding?
Sorry?
Have there been tsunami sirens? Could you hear the sirens of the tsunami yet? Have they done that?
From what I read, some people posted that the police had been giving out a warning in town, like going through the city and telling people to, be on standby alert and move to higher ground and all that. That's what I heard. And the NDMO has just issued a warning, also telling people to watch out for possible tsunami waves, especially for the people of Makira, Temotu, Malaita, Central, Renol, Bellona, South Gorokanal, as well as Isabel.
So these are the coastal towns. Are there a lot of people in those areas, Georgina?
Yes, there are a lot of people in these coastal areas, as most of the people in Solomons are coastal dwellers. So that's why they are more concerned about the people living on the coast of Makira, Motu, Malaita, Central, Renol, Bellona, South Crocodile and Isabel.
Okay, but no sign yet of the waves. It takes some time, some hours, we know, but you're not hearing any reports of the big waves starting yet?
No, we haven't had any reports yet, but the biggest assessment was done by the forecasting section, the Met Services, and also the National Emergency Operations Center at NDMO is already being put in place, and they will further assess or take over warning for Solomon Islands and also receive reports and make assessments on if there had been any damages or had there been any waves. People will start to call in and, give their feedback.
All right, Georgina. Well, look, take care. I guess there's no higher ground, but I'm glad to hear you're safe. Thank you so much for filling us in, and we'll check in with you perhaps through the morning. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Georgina Kakea, she's a journalist with the Solomon Islands Broadcasting Corporation in the capital of Solomon's, Honiara. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 17 past 6.